Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yeah, that's very, if you own a gun, you should store it, especially if you have kids.
Thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I'm going to say no because of just the way the laws go, and I don't trust the people running our country. They're in it for the money. They don't really give a shit about us. All these issues are really about them, not us, in the long run. They like to act like they care about us, but they really don't. So so I'm going to say no.
So support between support and oppose?
I'm going to oppose on that one just because I don't trust them. Yep.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
No, because that's all political. That's just a game. I hope you know that, too. It's just a game. So I oppose it.
Okay, thank you.
It's a game. This is politics. It's funny.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm amongst youth?
No, because it's all politics. So,
in between support and oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
I oppose it again because, once again, all these – can I ask where these questions are coming from so I can try to, stand up for the America and our citizens for the way these questions are asked?
We're from an independent research company, and we're
okay.
Not Tom. Yeah. So we don't
okay.
Need
well,
your opinion.
Hopefully you guys are on my side, and you're getting good opinions. But yeah, these are funny questions. You can keep going. I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't worry. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
I'm going to oppose all of these that say if you got a trying to pass a law for me to lock my gun up, I'm going to oppose all of them.
Okay. But we will go one by one. What about a lock container or case?
If it's a law that, I'm going to oppose it. If it's not in a lock container or case and they can arrest me, then I'm going to oppose that all day.
What about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Once again, if I don't do it and they can arrest me, I'm opposing it.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Oppose.
A combination lock?
Oppose.
A biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint?
Oppose.
Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should be. It can be loaded. That's the reason why you have it in there. So I oppose all these laws, but I personally have mine in a fingerprint one, and it's loaded, and if someone comes in the house, I got to protect my family, So, you're allowed to have it loaded. Your family's first.
Well, the question was, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should be loaded. It should be loaded.
So
100% should. So I don't want a support where it has to be unloaded. I oppose if it has to be unloaded. That defeats the purpose of anything, like you're allowed to own a knife, but you have to keep it up in your attic, but you sleep in the basement. I mean, what the hell, you know, there's a reason why you have the gun, it's for protection, so.
Thank you for your opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm still unclear, because the question is, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should not be required to be unloaded. It should be loaded 100% of the time.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. Now,
the next
question is, if a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
I mean, that's a weird question. There's a lot to that. It's like, you know, like if you're, can I just not answer that one?
No, that's fine.
There's a lot of details for that one, and it's kind of tricky, you know, like you got a cable lock, should it, you know, it's hidden in a box, but maybe a kid can't reach it, but.
Okay, that's fine.
I have kids. Mine are locked up, so yeah, I don't want mine to get mine, and I wouldn't have them out, you know, so. I know.
Okay.
They teach you how to use them when you buy them where I'm from, so.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
What was that now? Because I don't think it should leave possession of someone that, I mean, like, if you own it, you should never leave your possession, you know, like. How is that worded again? Can you read that one more time?
Yes. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I really apologize. We broke up for one second, so I kind of, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you read that again.
No, don't worry. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
No, I'm going to oppose that because I think that's a tricky question from I'm going to oppose that only because it puts the gun owner responsible, so it could be like in his house and I'm just going to oppose any law where they can come in and arrest you for something that maybe you didn't necessarily do, like, because that could go wrong.
Funny you say that, because the next question is related to that. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Exactly. So I got to figure out, I think I oppose that, but I need to. Yeah, read it again.
Okay.
Yeah, please, because I just want to make sure I answer properly, because I definitely should not get in trouble if they come in and it's not properly locked up or something, you know.
Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Correct.
So would you support or oppose it?
So just let me make sure I'm understanding this. So they can get a search warrant and search your home, but they can't arrest you if you're at the end, if it's not properly locked up or something you said at the end there.
And Well, the question was that it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the storage and the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant.
Correct. Yes, but what's the beginning part? What are they asking me if I support or don't support?
Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use? Okay.
No, I'm just going to say no because I don't want – actually, now that you say that, like, I just don't want any law whatsoever where they can do anything. I don't support any law.
So between support and oppose?
Oppose. And what they need to do is more better background checks on people is what they need to do, but – between you and me.
Now, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Man, I don't really know what you're asking there.
Okay, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
So they would, if the homeowner can prove that it was locked up, then he has good defense. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I would approve that if he can prove that. Yeah. You should be able to prove that.
So between support and oppose?
So would you support a law
that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yeah, I mean, like, how did the minor get it? I don't really understand that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why are they asking that question? Would I approve a defense if it was properly locked up prior to the minor getting it? So how did the minor get it? Mm-hmm. That's a weird question. I'd actually not really like to answer it.
Okay, that's fine. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
So like every case where a child was involved in a gun shooting, they would be tried individually, except for like if they were hunting with an adult and something happened, nothing happens. Hunting is off. I guess I didn't understand. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, every case should be looked at individually.
So would you support or oppose it?
Support.
Thank you.
And maybe I was tricked there and don't quite understand it, but.
No, it is the way that you said it, yeah.
Okay.
Now, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
So if a child got charged and they find out that the dad also got charged with something,
mm-hmm.
like that should...
Let me read it again.
Okay.
Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Oh, okay. So, like, if I had a gun and I let my kid fire it and they maybe killed someone or hurt someone, that, mm-hmm. like, now that's public, kind of like a sex offender.
Yeah. Correct.
I mean, I guess what happens, What happens? Do they take the guns away from the people that that happened to? Yeah, see, that's a tricky question, because if they already take the gun, I feel like they're going to take the guns away from them, and you're going to be, like, suspended for some period of time or not allowed to be able to own a gun. So, like, why make it public? It's not like that's a huge issue. I'm just going to oppose that. That's weird.
Okay. That's fine. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49?
No. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Since they're playing games with us, I should just say dog, but I'm white Caucasian.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And that was the last question. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
I hope I made your job easier today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.